Laurel?
A large flowering tree with shiny leaves.
Magnolias.
Okay. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says they must ask...
My husband.
Okay, do you know any other names for that, creature?
My spouse, my husband, my man, my hubby, my better half, my other half.
What does your father or your mother call your father?
Her husband.
And a man would say, I must ask
my wife or my little woman or my woman. Oh, the stereotype.
A woman who has lost her husband is called a
widow.
And the man whose son you are is called your?
The man whose son I am.
Whose daughter you are.
Yeah. Father?
What do you call your father when you were a little girl?
Oh, Daddy. I still call him Daddy. Up to his face, I call him Daddy. And usually I'm describing him to people that I don't know very well. It's my father. Or sometimes it's my daddy.
What does he look like?
He's about 6'1". He's not fat. He's well built for a man his age. He's 50, I think he's 55. He has all his hair still, and it's turning gray. It used to be black. Yeah, it's gray. He's very nice looking. He has brown eyes. And
what kind of a man is he? Describe his personality.
He's quiet. He's very quiet. He's very strong inwardly and physically. He is too. He works out in the yard all the time. He has a great affinity for the land. He always wants to have some kind of a yard. He's a good gardener. He's very religious from his background. He was raised Baptist, and he still is very religious, but he's not obnoxious about it. He doesn't preach about it. He's very moral, and he listens well to people. He's opinionated, but not verbally opinionated. And he's modest. He doesn't force himself on people. He's smart.
And his wife is called your?
My mother.
Uh-huh. And what do you call your mother?
Usually mama or mother.
Can you describe her?
She's 5'7" and has grayish brown hair. She is attractive also. They both wear glasses too. They make a difference. She's a school teacher. She's smart. She's very dependent on my father. As far as her family goes, that's what comes first for her. She tries to help people a lot. She's always doing things for people. Both of them are very outgoing that way.
Does your mother have hobbies like the equivalent, say, of your father's gardening?
Oh, Mama does a little bit of needlework, in needlepoint. My father does needlepoint also. And Dave does all the handcraft stuff, refinishes furniture and everything. Mama doesn't do very much stuff like that. She reads pretty much.
Mm-hmm. What kind of books does she?
Oh, current novels, stuff about. She wants to know about linguistics.
Oh, really?
She read about that, yeah. Because I told her about the course. Mm-hmm. She just reads about things that interest her. She's involved in women's groups. And she also does volunteer work at a school for children with learning disabilities.